Greetings, and welcome to episode 26. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast focuses on ways to support all learners at school and at home. As we know, students are learning in very different environments, and teachers are teaching in very different ways and in different environments as well. Recently, I read an article entitled 14 Ways to Support All Learners at School and Home, and this is from the Inclusion Lab, Tips and Takeaways for Teaching All Kids. In this article, Carolyn Hughes and Eric Carter give you 14 helpful suggestions for meeting the needs of all learners during the school day and at home. These are tips recommended by practicing teachers, and these strategies will help you strengthen inclusive practices and help families provide the best support for their children. When it comes to supporting all students in an inclusive classroom, you can never have too many practical tips in your toolbox. So I'm going to share verbatim based on the information in the article. While at school, educators can make sure highly effective strategies are implemented. Teachers surveyed by authors Hughes and Carter recommended the following instructional strategies support for students in classrooms. 1, encourage active learning. Hands-on activities are often the best way to get all students engaged in learning. Whenever you can, assign your students small group and project-based assignments that promote active and collaborative learning. If you have students working in small groups, they may need some initial guidance on how to work well together. Tip 2, give students choices whenever you can. Some students like to tackle challenges tasks first, while others might prefer to start simple and then ease into tougher tasks. Let students choose which activities to complete first. Giving them some control over the schedule shows that you respect each student's individuality, their strengths, and their needs. Tip 3, provide models. Modeling is a powerful teaching tool. When students see a new skill in action, it can help them learn that skill faster and more accurately. Look for opportunities to weave modeling into your lessons. You can model yourself, but don't forget the power of peer modeling too. Give students with disabilities plenty of chances to work directly with their classmates and watch them model important academic and social skills. Tip 4, apply proven strategies. Investigate what works by reading about the latest research-based strategies for inclusive classrooms. If you haven't already, try strategies like constant and progressive time delay, most to least or least to most prompting, and other direct instructional practices backed by strong evidence of effectiveness. Always match the strategies you choose with the individual needs and strengths of your students. Tip 5, boost participation. Give all students lots of opportunities to respond in class and many different ways to participate. Not only does this get every student more actively engaged with your lesson, it also increases the amount of positive reinforcement they'll receive. Allow students with different strengths and needs to respond in different ways, such as speaking instead of writing, and vice versa. Tip 6, rethink grading. For students who have extensive support needs, traditional grading systems probably won't be the best way to show what they can do. Consider alternative grading approaches that are more meaningful, capturing the progress students with disabilities are making towards their academic goals. And you can always check out this blog, 10 Tips for Grading Students with Disability in Inclusive Classrooms. Tip 7, teach students self-management, equipping students with the skills they need to manage their own performance is a useful way to keep them on track in learning. You might need to use several different forms of communication when teaching students to manage their own behavior and learning. For example, a student who does not speak or read might use picture prompts to learn self-management skills. Other students, a written list carried in their wallet or backpack may work better. You might also consider using a reward system that gives students points for steps towards increased independence. Be flexible and creative and adapt self-management strategies to your students' needs and preferred forms of communication. And the last tip, reinforce skills valued by families. Which skills does your student family want to reinforce? Talk with parents and other family members to find out which skills they value and would like to encourage through practice in the classroom. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will share about what strategies can be done at home. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all of my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. I'll be right back.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, "I got my start by giving myself a start." Give yourself a start today. Give us a call.
540-446-5107. Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. And now we focus on the home. What strategies can parents and loved ones implement with students at home? Outside the classroom, kids should have plenty of chances to practice new skills across a variety of settings, tasks, and people. Parents, extended family members, and other adults can keep these teacher-recommended strategies in mind when supporting students at home and in the community. As we are all aware, so many students are doing virtual learning. Strategies such as the following are great while they're at home. Tip one, build in practice time. Be sure to give your child lots of opportunities to practice new skills throughout the day and in different settings. This will help him or her master those skills more quickly and use them whenever they are needed. Tip two, say yes to activities. Look for ways to increase your child's involvement in extracurricular and community activities based on what is available during these times. The more your child participates in opportunities like these, whether they're sports, plays, dance classes, day camps, science clubs, or another preferred activity, the more chances they'll have to practice and refine important skills. Tip three, use your child's interests as teaching tools. Does your child have a special fascination? Weaving these preferences and interests into skill instruction can help promote learning and engagement. Tip four, make modifications. Why make learning a new task harder than it needs to be? As you teach new skills, consider ways to modify some of the steps so your child can learn and maintain a new skill more easily. For example, if you're teaching a child to cook, color code the kitchen tools and help them select the appropriate ones for each step. Tip 5, reinforce new skills. For children to maintain a new skill successfully, they need reinforcers, a positive, motivating thing they get as a consequence of performing the skill. For example, if you're teaching your child to use a vending machine, make sure you let her or him complete the whole activity and get the reinforcement at the end. It could be a snack or a drink. Tip 6, teach skills your child will really use. Generic skills like sorting objects into groups aren't likely to be used much in a child's daily life. Focus instead on skills that are functional, useful, and reinforced regularly within your child's everyday schedule. For example, if you teach your child to order from a table at a sit-down restaurant, but your family orders mostly takeout from drive-through windows, then your child won't have the opportunity to reinforce the skill of ordering from a table. Teach him or her the process of ordering from a drive-through, and they'll have many more chances to practice and master the skill, and you would do academic skills the same way. Remember, education today is filled with many challenges, but also many opportunities. Take advantage of these opportunities, and I certainly hope that you can use some of these strategies to make learning fun and engaging for your child. As always, remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.DrEssieSpeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.